Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Beautiful day. Wish you were here. Yes, yes, yes. We want to send you lots of love and hugs, those of you that listen to us on a continual basis. We want you to know that we love you. We really, really, really love you. And let me tell you, you want us to tell you about it? Call us at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Tell us your testimony, your praise. Give us a praise remote. Tell us what you're expecting God to do for you. And we will agree with you in prayer that it shall be done as you said. And we thank God for that today. All of you that are listening to us today, call your friend, you know, and tell them to tune in and see what God is saying. And let us talk about it, you know. When we say talk about it, that means you can call in and let's talk about it, you see. Praise God. Amen. Ain't God good? Now, we're going to pray for a few people. Yes, yes, yes. Bless God. We don't know if something in the water or something in the air, but people are getting sick. Every time you look, they either dying or getting sick, you know. Praise God. My God is still good. Even though these things are happening, he know about them. I'm pretty sure he got their numbers. Praise the Lord anyhow. We just going to praise him. But anyway, we starting a prayer with Mae Davis in North Carolina. We are praying for her. Right now, in the name of Jesus, touch her, Lord, whatever her affliction may be. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you touch her, give her strength right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we're praying for Mary Withers there in Georgia. We're praying for her who broke her pelvis in a fall. Father, in Jesus' name, we send the word to Brunswick, Georgia right now in Jesus' name. Make her every whit whole, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch Jimmy Howard there in Jacksonville, Florida. Father God, we ask you to strengthen him, encourage him at this time, Father God. Oh God, he's going through a lot at this time. Father, he needs your help. Now speak to his heart in Jesus' name and let him reach out and touch you today, Father God. And don't be so depressed in Jesus' name. We count it done. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Junior Miller, God, there, I believe, in North Carolina, in Georgia also. Touch Junior Miller, Father, who fell off a ladder, and he's pretty well broken up. And, Father, we ask that you mend him, God, mend his heart, mend his mind and his body. In the mighty name of Jesus today, God. Oh, God, let him keep his eyes tuned on to you, Father. And, Lord, we ask you to touch the Williams family, Father God. Also, in the name of Jesus, that its mother died. Father, we ask you to touch them. Father, we ask you to touch past the Bell family in Tennessee there where their mother died, grandmother died. We ask you to touch them today, Father, in Jesus' name, God. We ask you to touch all those bereaved families, God. Give them strength during this time, God. They need your strength right now, Lord. We ask you also, God, to touch the children that are not saved at this time, too. Lord, they need to know you. This is the time they really need to get to know you, Father, and help them stop acting up at this time, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because when people die, somebody's always acting up. Oh, I don't know what makes them do that, but they can't do anything about they being gone, you know, anyway. So, Lord God, they just act up, don't they? Every family have the same thing. So, Lord, we ask you to help these families to make the death more worse. It's worse then, you know. You're trying to endure this ordeal, and yet somebody else going to make it bad. But we're going to pray that this thing change. You know, we praying for changes. We want to shift in the way we act, shift in the way things occur in our life when catastrophes happen. You know, we need to shift our way of thinking. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Amen. Because we do get unseemly at times, and anger rise up so bad, you know, and we react to the anger. So we're going to ask God to help the human race in that respect. Praise God. The whole human race need help. It ain't got to do with no color or what have you. It ain't got to do with what church you belong to, whatever. But it's just the human race that the enemy is come in, and just try to tear up something all the time, relationships, and get you to look cross-eyed at somebody, and all these kind of things is what that devil do. And we tired of that. Ain't you tired of it? You need to tell that devil, I'm tired of you and your mess. Oh, glory be to God. My, my, my. But, you know, we're still praying for all those that have cancer, like Audrey Shaw and Adelaide Fleury, you know, praise God. We pray for them, also still praying for them that have cancer. And all of you that have not called us, we are praying for you also that have cancer, because it's like it's on the rampage also. So we're praying for you that you be delivered from it and made whole, and you be a living testimony of the power of God operating in your life. Isn't that right? And we're praying for all those that are diabetics also. We're praying for them because that's a serious disease also. And we're praying for you because all we can hear everywhere is either cancer or diabetes. One or the other people are experiencing. That's a spirit that's going to and fro and is trying to hinder the body of Christ. Slow them down and get them to quit and all of this. But devil, you're a liar. Tell him right now, say, devil, you're a liar. You will not overtake me in the name of Jesus. And those of you that need prayer, you can call us at 347-857-3925. Call us and let us know who you want us to pray for, okay? All right, praise God. We thank God. You know, there's so many people to pray for today that wants prayer, needs prayer. You know, they're going through all type of what they say, challenges. Praise God, you're just going through a lot of trouble, aren't you? My God, now you still, that's the way life is, you know, these things will come. But you know, you have an advocate, you have Jesus. Yes, yes, I'm so glad he knew these things were going to happen, and he had made these things in the world to happen, the challenges us, we'll say, and yet we find we're surprised. You know, I'm not surprised because when he say he was the one to heal the sick, that means somebody gonna be sick. You know, all you can say is don't let it be me. You know, that's all we can say. But there's a, there are these times you either got a cold or something is going on in your life, in your body, and it's rather uncomfortable. Yes, I know it's uncomfortable, and you don't like you don't like to be uncomfortable, do you? Mm-hmm. But you're going to be uncomfortable sometime, and you're going to have to know that you have a God you can depend on in that hour, you see? All right, let me, because I'm gone. I'm gone again today. Praise God, my God. Now, let me read you a little word from Helen Keller. I like Helen Keller, you know. And it says, "It is faith which lights us into sustaining realities beyond those perceived by the physical senses." It is faith which lights us into sustaining realities beyond those perceived by the physical senses. Bless God. Hallelujah. God is good. Ain't God good? Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Already we got, well, praise God. Well, I'm going to try to get some something in here. Bless God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I've been here that long?
Yeah.
My God. Well, you better find out what these people are doing here. Messing with, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. I'm going to get going here. Bless God. Now, today, you have to excuse me. We have a problem with doing things today, don't we? All right, we do. The saints are having all kind of problems, but God has given each one of us an assignment. Now, in that assignment, He didn't guarantee that it's going to go smoothly. Did He guarantee that? No. He did not guarantee that it's going smoothly. Okay? Now, you think about, see, visualize yourself taking on a very important assignment. Now, they ask you, do you want this assignment? Will you take the assignment? And you say yes, didn't you? You say, yeah, you want to take the assignment. So what are we doing here? Hmm? You want things to go well. You want them, let's put it this way, you want them to go perfect, don't you? That's the way you want them. Well, I'm here to tell you it ain't going to always go perfect, okay? Things don't always go perfect. Now, let us read a little bit here, just a little bit. We thank God for Bishop Porter with us today and Sister Diane. Praise God. Amen. I mean, Lord, our guests vary, don't it? Praise God. So, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Mm-hmm. Things don't go smoothly as you think they ought to all the time, do they? This is what we were talking about. But what we're going to do is read here in Exodus. We're in Exodus, the 14th chapter. Yeah, the 14th chapter. Now, I want to start here at the 11th verse. I'm going to start here at the 11th verse. At the 11th, I should go to 10, but 11. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, has thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore has thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Now, you got to understand, you in a bad situation, right? And somebody come along to help you. Is that right? Now, when they come along to help you, now, they didn't tell you it's going to be perfect when we get out of this. When we start going and going, we're going to find a lot of bumps in the road. You understand? Now, it's like when you get saved. Let's bring that to you. When you get saved, you first get saved, and they tell you how God going to bless you, and oh, yeah, He going to do this, that, and the other. Yes, He is going to do all of that. But as you begin to progress and go forth, what happens? you haven't given your life totally to him because you still got a few things you got to change in your life. You got to take off a few things in your life and put away a few things in your life, you see. So therefore, the road is a little bumpy. Maybe you got a boyfriend you may have to get rid of, a girlfriend you may have to get rid of, and you really don't want to do that. So that's a little bump in the road, is it not? You see what I'm saying? So now as you go forth, it's not to be seemingly as was promised to you. That's what you see. I say seemingly, okay? Now, you hear this thing is going to hit these Israelites, and they saying now Moses, and they little mad, and they fussing, you know? And you know, they was in a bad shape, bad condition. They were in a real bad condition, 400 years there in Egypt. And somebody bring him out, and then they going to start the fussing. Because I don't know what they expected. They expected the electric to be on, and they expected air conditioned, and they expected steaks and whatever else they were eating during that time. You know, they expecting the lamb, you know, eat all that. They expecting good food, not like what they had before or less of what they had before, you see. So here they are complaining. You brought us out here to make a grave in the wilderness now. You know, we in better shape than we was before. See, they are looking at the negative point here. See, they thought they were doing good. They were comfortable in their mess. You see how people are today. Glory be God. They're comfortable in their mess. Do you see what I'm saying? So their eyes are on what? The mess that they were in, not in the future, the good, the comfort they may have as they come forth. You see, so what we talking to you about today, stay focused and go forward. That's what you got to do. You got to stay focused on the promise. You got to keep your mind on what God is saying, and so that you can accomplish this assignment and do it well. Now, it may not look like it's perfect at this moment, but let me say this. God knew it when he called you. God called you to the ministry. He called you to a better way of life. You come out of the darkness into the marvelous light, but yet what is happening? You start complaining. You see what I'm saying? Like the children in Israel, you begin to start complaining. Now let's go to 12. What did verse say? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone? When he was telling about bringing them out, he told them, don't lie to us. Don't tell us no lie. Stop telling us we going to the promised land and land with flows with milk and honey and all of these kind of things. Stop doing that. Say, leave us alone. Leave us in our madness. You know, a lot of people want to stay in their sin because they feel more comfortable. You get the picture. You know you do. Praise God. And what do you say? That we may serve the Egyptians. They want to serve the enemy. Is you like that today? I sure hope there ain't nobody listening today want to serve the enemy. My God, you want to stay in darkness. Don't you want to come out of darkness and come into the light, huh? And when you come into light, it's marvelous light. That's what the Bible calls it. And he said, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Now, you making a choice. You making a choice to die with the Egyptians, right? You don't want to die in the desert on the way to the promised land, do you? Huh? I want to go toward something better. So now, if it cost my life, I've done well because I did not take root in the enemy's camp. Do you get the picture? So I'm not taking root in the camp. I am going forward. Huh? So listen here. Get up and go. Hear what I'm saying? Get up and go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, get up and go. This is what we have to do right now. We have to continue on in Christ Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God. So here we are, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still. So Moses began to encourage them and let them know right now, say, listen here, don't fear. Don't fear. Stand still and see the salvation of God. And let me show you what God is going to do. God is trying to move for you, you and you right now. He's trying to move for me. He's trying to move all those who has an assignment right now. So what he's telling us to do, when we jump on down to the 15th verse, he said, the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel and that they go forward. In other words, I'm telling you, like Moses told you, it's time for you to keep going. Get up and go right now. Get up and go where God sent you. Get up and do what God told you, because you're on assignment. God has given you that assignment to bring deliverance. He's given you that assignment to set the captive free. He's given you that assignment to heal the sick and raise the dead. He's given you that assignment to make a way out of nowhere. And this is your time. This is time to get up and go when things look bad. It looks like nothing is going your way. You got to get off of your do-nothing stuff and start doing something. Go forward. He's telling you now, it's time to stop complaining, stop crying, and stop whining, and go forth. Go forth right now. And when you go forth, stay focused on the promise. Keep the promise in mind. Keep the promise in your heart, because God got something better for you right now. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody ought to get up and shout off of that. Hallelujah. God is trying to do something in your life, and you study trying to walk backwards. You know it's hard to make steps going backward. It's very hard, because you're going to trip somewhere down the line. But you got to keep going forward. Keep your focus. Keep your eyes centered on Jesus. Keep your eyes centered on the promise, on what he already told you he's going to do for you. He called you, and he will do what? He will make a way for you out of nowhere. All you got to do is get up and walk forward. You know, you like to do what? Look down, walk, and look down. What happens when you walk and look down? You don't see nothing. You're just looking into hell. You ought to look up and live today, because he told you that he's made you more than a conqueror. You are the winner. You are the person that's going to win. Now, I don't know what's going on today, but something has happened to my broadcast today, and named some sea lane and cut some of my time. We're going to have to find out about this. But anyway, praise God. We got to keep on going, you know, with God. And this is why you have to let God know that you're walking with him and not with the devil. You don't want to stay in Egypt. You don't want to eat the leeks and the onions. You're tired of that, ain't you? You're tired of not having what you're supposed to have, the goodness of God. Oh, God, if you promise him to, it's mine. It's all mine. Stop crying because Christmas is coming and you don't seem to have nothing. You know, that's when people really start crying then. I ain't got nothing for my child. I ain't got nothing for me. You don't need nothing. You got enough already. Thank God for what you got and keep on going. Now, if he needs you to get something else, he going to put somebody in your path and you're going to find favor with them. Do you get the picture here? You're going to find favor with them. So get going. It's time to move out right now. Move out of Lodabar. It's time for you now to move on up a little higher. It's time for you to seek higher heights and deeper depths in God. It's time for you to do that now. You see, the sign of the judgment is all around you. So you done played a lot long enough. You done played in the dirt long enough. It's time to get up and go. It's time for you to live and live abundantly, because he said he came that you may have life and that more abundantly. He didn't say that you'd have to be a beggar. He didn't say you have to keep on being on welfare all the time. You can look for a better life. You can look for better things. You can look for everything better in your life. He didn't say you couldn't have have it, huh? You just got to walk into it, huh? David said that he go through the valley of the shadow of death when things get dark and dark and weary. He has to walk through that darkness to get to the light, and this is what you're doing today. You got to walk through it to get to it. This is where it's at right now. Glory be to God. God is looking for you right now, huh? Let me tell you, while you are walking, God will be working. You just start walking and he going to work. Every step of the way, he said, do you remember what he said? He said, a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. So you be that good man where your steps will be ordered by the Lord today. Just stand on the word. Stay focused and get going. That's what you got to do. My message to you today is get going and keep going forward. Don't look back, you know. Ain't nothing back there for you. Anyhow, you know you left all the enemies back there. You know they didn't like you anyway, so keep on going. You know they weren't for you. They were putting you down, tearing you down, trying to steal everything you got, your ideas included. So keep going forward. Say, I got a destiny to keep. I got to go forward now. I got to stand on God's word. Stay focused on him. I'm going to be like Peter when he got out the ship. You know, I'm going to put my eyes on Jesus because I know when I start taking my eyes off, I'm a saint. I ain't ready to sink. I'm not ready to go down. I'm ready to go up. I'm going higher and higher in the Lord. Higher and higher in the Lord is where I'm going. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to excuse me. I done got excited. God is blessing. The devil is messing. And you know he messed with the first thing he can handle. Is that your voice? He tried to make your voice go away. But you know the devil is alive. I'm still going because I got a charge to keep. And a God to glorify. And this is where I'm headed today. I want you to go with me. I don't want to go by myself. You notice that when the children of Israel left out, they didn't leave out just one at a time. They went out in a grove. They had a whole lot of people with them, millions of people with them. I want you to go with me, you and you, those of you all over the world that was listening on this broadcast from whatever country of village or city you listening to me on. I want you to go with me because we all going to go forward. We pressing on the upward way, new heights we going to gain every day. Oh, yes, I'm pressing on. I'm still pressing on. Tell the devil right now, I'm pressing on. I'm going forward. I'm not going to stay in this dump you got me in. I'm not going to stay in this here sickness you got me in. I'm not going to stay in this heartache you got me in. I'm not staying nowhere you got me right now. I'm getting up and going. Tell the devil right now, I'm getting up and going. Right now. Tell him, saying right now. I'm not staying any longer, devil. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is good. God is good. So get up and get going. Glory be to God. I don't know what's going on, but I tell you one thing. All I can tell you is Moses had a trip on trying to accomplish the assignment that God gave him with some hard-headed people. My God, you know, and all you be talking about, I want a pastor. You want to pastor a whole bunch of knuckleheads. My God, let me tell you one thing. You better think about it before you jump out there. That's all I can tell you. You better think about it and make sure it's God that's got you going. Okay? Make sure it's God that's called you. Don't do it. Don't let mama call you. Don't let your papa call you. Don't let your uncle or the grandmama call you. You better make sure it's God that's calling you. When you got to go, you got to go. Amen. Praise God. I see that. I don't know what's happening here, but somehow they done cut my time off down some here, and we're going to have to find out what's happening here. Praise God. But get going. It's still time to get going. And don't stop until you reach your goal. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, for that short time, we just thank God for that awesome word that Apostle has put forth. So you know what? Go forth today in Christ. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. Now, come on out tonight at the City of Victory at 7 p.m. tonight and hear awesome man of God, Bishop Carol Baltimore, all the way from Alexandria, Virginia, and that address is 313-25-CR-437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's directly across from the Sorrento Library. Again, that's tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow night at 7 p.m., as well as Saturday at 10 a.m. That address is 313-25-CR-437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. So come on out and enjoy an awesome time in the Lord. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things are happening.
God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.